SBS Radio.
Tatlong Australiano kada araw ang namamatay dahil sa ilegal na paggamit ng opioids. At higit sa isa sa sampung katao ang gumagamit ng ilegal na opioid o nang-aabuso ng prescription drugs. Higit sa doble ang bilang ng mga namamatay nang dahil dito nitong nakaraang dekada. Ito ang ulat ni Jessica Rowe at Charlotte Lam na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Mahigit sa 3 milyong Australiano ang may reseta para sa opioid. Ito ay ayon sa ulat na inalabas ng Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. Nakakatanggal ng pananakit ng katawan ng opioid at maaari itong bilhin sa legal na paraan. Ang mga halimbawa ng legal na opioid ay ang codeine at morphine. Ang mga halimbawa naman ng illegal na opioid ay ang heroin at opium. Ayon sa sumulat ng pagsusuri na si Dr. Linnell Moon, ang mga pharmaceutical na droga gaya ng codeine ang pinakamapinsalang opioid nitong nakaraang dekada.
The most important finding is that the harm associated with opioid use has increased quite substantially over the last 10 years. So the number of deaths, for example, has doubled, and the rate, which then takes into account the size of the population, has increased by about 63%.
Pinapakita ng pagsusuri na 715 Australiano ang gumagamit ng pharmaceutical opioids para sa non-medical na mga dahilan mula 2016 hanggang 2017. Sa parehong panahon, 40,000 ang gumagamit ng heroin. Ayon sa dating opioid user na si Marilyn Cochran, meron siyang malalang osteoarthritis. Saad niya, naapektuhan ang kanyang pamumuhay dahil sa pagkalulong niya sa opioids.
I just kept taking them, you know, and then I found that the mixture I was taking that was given to me wasn't enough, that the pain was coming through. So I'd go back and they'd increase the dose. You know, my whole life became a bobble and I found myself suffering depression and didn't want to say that. I found myself isolated a bit. I didn't want to go out because it was painful. I got to a stage where I was really anxious about finding myself in a position where I didn't have the medication on board.
Nakahanap si Binibining Cochran ng Pain Management Clinic na tumulong sa kanyang itigil ang kanyang opioid medication. Ayon sa kanya, itong desisyong ito ang nagbigay buhay muli sa kanya. Ninanais niyang ipaalam sa ibang mga may chronic pain na may ibang alternatibo sa opioid pagdating sa pain management. Ngunit ayon sa Pain Australia CEO na si Carol Bennett, kinakailangan mas ma-access ng mga tao ang mga alternatibong ito.
We know opioids are a quick fix solution. They're the easy option to be prescribed when people present with pain. But we actually need to see better treatment options, affordable treatment options, such as multidisciplinary care. Things like physiotherapy, psychology, nutrition, allied health services that work hand in hand with physicians to ensure best practice pain management.
Ang mga health advocates, gaya ni Australian Medical Association Vice President Tony Bartone, ang nananawagan na magkaroon ng real-time prescription monitoring sa Australia.
For more than a decade, many health advocates, including ourselves, have been calling for real-time prescription monitoring, a dedicated solution, real-time, robust across all states and territories in our country to allow for the efficient and real-time recording of prescriptions and their supply and dispensing in our community. This will give us details, will give us a source of who's getting what prescriptions when and who is potentially using these prescriptions illicitly.
Ang pagsusuri ay isang kolaborasyon kasama ng Canadian Institute for Health Information. Pinapakita rin ito na mas mataas ang bilang ng mga taong gumagamit ng fentanyl sa Canada habang mas mataas ang paggamit ng heroin sa Australia. Ayon kay Dr. Linnell Moon, hindi doon tumitigil ang pagkakaiba ng dalawang bansa.
The one thing that was surprising is when we did this comparison to Canada, both countries have the most highest reason for admission to hospital in relation to opioids is due to side effects from pharmaceutical use. So that means that the person has taken the opioid at the right dose, but they've had unintended consequences and that needed admission to hospital for treatment.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.